This interview is with Isaac William Beam on October 23rd, 1985, at the home of Mr. Beam's daughter in Luray, Virginia. Interviewer is Charles Annibal. Okay, Mr. Beam, you can start by telling me where you were born, where exactly you lived and grew up.
I was born and raised up by right above Sand Mountain Place. You know where that is?
I don't think I do, but if you tell me, I think I can figure it out. How was that?
For Bond.
Okay, up on, okay. And what was the name that he, what was the name, sir?
Name of the place.
Sam who? What was the last name, Sam?
Batman.
Batman. I understand. Yes, I know the place. Okay.
Yeah, Dick.
Yeah, I know. The whole, that was Dick Batman's grandfather.
Yeah.
And what year were you born, sir?
What year?
Yes, sir.
I was born in 1895.
1895, my goodness. So you're already 90 years old now.
That's right.
Well, I've never known it. What was your father's name?
Thomas Jefferson Beam.
Thomas Jefferson Beam. Did you have brothers and sisters?
Yes, sir. I had eight brothers and sisters.
My goodness.
Three boys and the rest of them were girls. But they lost three of them.
Yeah, when they were young.
When they passed out, my daddy passed out, I was 6 years old.
You were?
Yes, sir.
Were you the ones that, of the children that lived, which ones were they, that grew up? Your brothers, your sisters, what?
Two brothers and one sister died when they were small.
The ones that
live. Five sisters live. To be grown, married, and housekeepers.
Well, then, sir, you were the only boy then growing up.
That's right.
From the time you were 6 years old, you were the man of the house. Is that true? Just about.
Well, it wasn't no living there.
Yeah. Well, that, did you have to do then, growing up as a six-year-old boy, the only boy in the house, taking care of things for your mother and your sisters, and what did you have to do?
Well,
his mother died 6 months after his dad.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, my mother died in 3 months, after my daddy died.
It was just the children.
With just the children, who did you live with then? Did you live with an uncle or grandparents or anything like that?
No, sir. My father had a home of his own, and the oldest sister stayed down in Jeff House.
I see. Your older sister then took care of you.
Well, I had to, and awful. Uncle Sam Bean.
Sam, okay.
He helped to look after us and take care of us.
Now, when you were living up there, what was the place like? Did you have any hogs or any corn growing, or what did you live on? Did you have a farm?
Yeah, had 75 acres.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Lay in there. And when my father died, he had three horses, about four cows, and a bunch of sheep.
So you had quite an operation. Were you growing anything? Were you growing apples?
No, I had a small orchard.
Small orchard.
At the time. And growing corn, wheat, stuff like that on the place. And that's what helped to take care of the small kids.
Well, yes, you need that. And your job, what did growing up in a place like this, 75 acres, did you have a lot of work you had to do around the place to taking care of the cows, horses, sheep, and farming?
After I got big enough, I did. But it was too small when they passed out.
Did you... Did you go to school at all when you were living up there?
Oh, yeah.
Where'd you go to school?
Rocky Branch.
Down at Rocky Branch. How far away from the house, from your home place, was that?
This is about a half a mile.
Well, it was not too far then for you to get. How many students were in that school? Remember?
How many? My sisters went to school. It was,
How many children went there?
How many children in the school?
Around about 25.
Is that right? 25 students?
Yeah.
How long did you go to school? So you're how old?
How old? Well, y'all went to school till you got grown.
Yeah, so you were able to keep on going to school right up till you were grown up then.
Yeah, yeah. Me and the sisters too.
So about how, do you know how old you were when you finished the school?
When I went to school.
When you finished school.
Well, I was about 14 years old. When I had to quit and do work.
Well, then what did you do when you quit school then? Did you go back to work on your home place, or did you have a job somewhere else?
No, worked back to the home place.
And then you
went to work.
Then you work in a state mill or something?
Did you have any other jobs then?
Well, I did later, yeah.
What other jobs you have later on in your life?
Working at a sawmill.
Where was the sawmill?
Where
was it?
Well, there's two or three.
Oh, where
down
you were working?
Down there pretty close.
Oh, I see. Are these mills outside the hollow, outside the park area? Or were they up on the mountain?
No, there's a couple of them pretty close. There at home.
Uh-huh.
About a half a mile or a mile.
You know who owned these sawmills that you worked in? You remember that? Who run them?
Yeah. Remember.
So Alice, wasn't it?
Ellis Miller.
Ellis Miller, he was the owner of the sawmill. How long did you stay living at the home place up there after you grew up?
I was 19 years old.
What happened when you're 19 years old?
I got married and left home.
Oh, you left home. You didn't stay there when you got married. Where'd you move to when you got married?
Well, I went and lived with the wife's people a year, and then I went to housekeeping on Sam Bean, Betty Bean's place.
Sam Bean, this same,
that was your uncle.
That's right.
And where was this place exactly that you set up?
Right, close, about a half mile where I was born and raised.
Oh, I see. So you just only moved about a half mile away, and you lived in the same area there where where your uncle had lived. Now, how long did you stay in this place then that you moved into with your wife?
Well, I stayed there 2 or 3 years.
Uh-huh.
And then I went somewhere else, but around our close.
So you lived in different houses right around our close.
That's right.
All of these in the park area where the park is now?
No. No, the park comes down so far, and these other parks probably is out of the park.
Were you living in the park area when the park came in? Or were you outside the park at that time?
Well, I lived in the park area part of the time. When I first went to housekeeping, I moved in the old Johnny Layhew place. And I stayed there 3 years. While I was there, they took the place in the park.
I see. Now, this place that you were staying, Johnny Layhew?
Yes, sir. Johnny Layhew place.
Layhew. And that was not, and that, you say that was inside the park area?
Yeah.
And you were living there at the time the park came in?
Yeah.
Well, what happened to you then?
Well, I stayed there till I got ready to leave. Part nobody didn't bother me to say a word to me. Now and then you'd see a man come around, but he wouldn't bother you. He just go on his, tend to his business.
Well, did you have to leave? Sometime
no,
there?
No, I didn't have to leave. But my wife's health went bad on her, and she wanted to move out.
Oh, I see.
Down out of the park.
So you went ahead and moved out of the park anyway. You wanted to move out of the park area.
Well, yeah.
You had to move out anyway. But up until you moved out of the park, you were still farming on the various places that you worked and worked in the sawmills, right?
Worked sawmill when I had the chance to work.
Uh-huh. And you were you farming in the meantime in the different places? Did you farm at home too?
Yeah.
What did you raise?
Oh, I raised corn, wheat, oats, buckwheat.
Did you have sheep like your father at any time?
Well, most of the time I did.
And you raised them for wool or for meat?
No, raised for the wool.
How many sheep did you have?
Sometimes 25 or 30.
Uh-huh. And you had hogs?
Hogs? Yeah.
Did you have them penned up, or they run free up in the out in the woods, the hogs?
Hogs? Let them run out in the field.
You have your own mark on them?
Yeah.
Remember what your mark was?
Yes, sir. Hole and slit in the right ear.
Uh-huh. You knew that was your mark, huh?
That was my mark.
And a lot of people up there had their hogs out there running What would you do? Would you go get them for butchering every year or so?
Yeah. Well, it didn't butcher, I'd sell.
Uh-huh.
And start off for another year.
How'd you ever find your own hog when it came time for you to get one to butcher?
Oh, where's Mark?
Well, you just have to look, did you have to look at a lot of hogs before you found your Mark?
Well, sometimes you did, sometimes you wouldn't.
How far away would they roam? How far away would they go from the place if they're wandering out loose all year long?
Oh, they'd go miles, 2 miles.
Is that right?
Away from home, yeah.
You have to go find them.
Yeah.
Did you have cows?
Yeah.
Milk cows?
Oh, yeah, I kept milk cows. Oh, up until a couple years ago, couldn't milk no longer.
Just sows cows this
just
year.
Now, is that right? Where did he have them? Where did he keep them? Out here? You have land here? Uh-huh. Right here? Now you got married when you were 19.
That's
and
right.
You raised your family. How many children did you have?
I had two.
Okay.
Two girls.
And I believe I met one of them here.
And
how else did you do?
My brother-in-law had a young boy, 18 months old, and he lost his wife, and I took this boy and raised him.
I see. You raised your brother-in-law's boy. This would be your sister's, son, your nephew?
Yeah.
I see.
I thought just as much as boy.
Uh-huh.
Is it the girl?
Uh-huh.
You always wanted a boy, so you got him along.
So you had a boy after all.
I tried.
And you raised him too.
Raised him till he got married.
And were your children and your nephew, were they born up in the area there when you were raised up there? Were you raised up there?
Yes, I was.
In that area?
Yes, we were.
We're all...
Rocky Branch.
Up there in Rocky Branch.
That's right.
Can you remember back to when you were still growing up and going to school, living with your sister and being taken care of by your uncle those times, and what your days were like? What you did? You go to school, and what else did you do? What did you for fun if you were a little boy?
When I was a boy, I'd play with other boys and fool around.
Yeah.
When they had time.
Mm-hmm.
But I was a boy. If I had to grow up a little, I had to cut wood.
Yeah.
Carry wood in for the winter when it's cold weather.
So you still had a lot of work to do. You didn't have a lot of time to fool around with the boys.
Then. No, I didn't have the time to do it like other boys.
Well, probably most of the boys around, the boys you knew there, they all had jobs too to do. Everybody living out there had work to do to keep the place going.
Oh, yeah.
But, if you ever did have any time, did you have any games that you played or anything like that that went on? You didn't watch television, I know that.
No, didn't have no.
Didn't even have radio, probably. Yeah.
No television.
No radios.
No cars. Like that.
Were there roads up to where you lived enough to get a car up there? Would cars drive up where you lived?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just wagons that got up there, but cars.
Yeah.
The people near you own cars? back when they came in?
When I was growing up, no, there were no cars up there.
Is that right? Of course, when you're growing up, there were no cars anyway. I guess you're getting way back there. But getting back to your life there as a boy, you did a lot of chores, and you said you fooled around with the other boys if you had time. When you were fooling around, what did you do? Did you have games to play, or you just run around in the woods, or what?
Well, I had the game to play most of it. Around like that.
Yeah. Well, I think that's what all boys do, I guess. That's what my boys do. That's all they say they do. When you were raising your family, was it hard times to raise a family up there with pretty hard work keeping the farm going, keeping enough money in to go all winter long?
Well, I'll tell you, money was scarce going up.
I'll bet.
When I had a family growing up with them, didn't have no money. You couldn't get no money.
Those are hard times for everybody, too.
Yeah, sure.
Did you help work on the Skyline Drive?
Yes, I did.
Well, tell me about that.
And that was a cold job.
I'll bet.
I worked a whole winter up there. And that was a cold job showing up.
You rode a horse.
What did you do? What was your job up there?
Working in a rock quarry part of the time, and part of the time dug out for the overflow of the road. Water washing the overflow, you know. Yeah, it was a cold job up there.
I imagine it was a cold job up there. How'd you get up there to the job?
Well, sir, I rode about, about 2 miles horseback, and the rest of the way I had to walk. Couldn't take a horse up there.
That far up there, huh? Well, it was so bad you couldn't even ride a horse up there. How far did you have to walk?
Oh, a mile or more.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
How long did you work on the Skyline Drive? How long did you have that job up there?
I didn't have it so long. I got another job. Went back at the tannery. I worked at the Ford for 40 years. Worked 20 years for the Ford and Company. And then they broke up, lost out. And they quit. I lost my job. I went back home. And Benton Smith was running the sawmill. And on the side of the, well, mostly the Culpeper. And I went down there, drug logs for him. About 3 years and the Virginia Oak Canyon started again. I went back and got my job, went back there again. But still wasn't getting much money. Was getting ours getting $2.42 for 9 hours.
Not much money.
No, sir, not very much.
Hard work.
That's right. You had to work when you was there.
Do you remember when they finished up the Skyline Drive and cars started coming up the road and people started coming into this area and driving up there? Remember any of that?
Yeah, I remember it. Sure do.
Things change around here a lot then?
Oh, Lord, yeah.
What happened?
Oh, it's a big, big change in it. More money. I didn't get very much up there.
You know, in 1936, almost 50 years ago, the President of the United States came in to dedicate the park at Big Meadows. Do you remember when that happened?
Yes, I do.
Did you find out about it at the time?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What was it like then? Do you remember it happening and what you did then?
No, I don't hardly remember what I was doing.
But you do remember it happened. A lot of folks knew about it then?
Oh, yeah.
You were there? Oh, you did? Well, I'm going to have to, get another interview, too. Well, sir, tell me, do you know anything about about the people when they first came into the area? Did your uncle or anybody that your relatives ever tell you when the Beans came into the area? Or your own grandfather or people like that? Do you know anything about that?
One grandfather died before I was born, and I'm not a member of the other. He was that man had 4 children, and he had to bring his children home to raise them. They were all small. And he had to pull him out.
This is your grandfather you're talking about.
Yes.
Where he lived?
He lived close to us. My home was. My home was back close to Rocky Bank. Schoolhouse.
Do you know when was he born, your grandfather, was he born in that area?
Yeah, he was born there too.
Do you know if his father was born in the area? Or do you know that?
No, I don't know where his father was born. Oh, he's an old man. Mm-hmm. I remember him.
Tell me, is there anything else that you can think of that you'd like to tell me now? Any stories or anything, any memories about what it was like back when you were growing up or when you were raising your family up there in that area?
That's marvelous.
Well, we can probably do this again sometime when we think of some things. You mentioned, you were talking about how hard it was raising a family and those things. Were there any good times that you can remember back when you were raising your family and things?
Well, good times was when everybody was well.
Yeah.
And getting along.
Is there anything that you did when you were a young man that you enjoyed? I mean, you had to work an awful lot raising your family, but did you ever do anything that you get together with your sisters or your family or friends, or did you pretty much stay work all the time? You would get together with family. That'd be about the one way you would entertain yourself, I guess.
Yeah.
Get around, have big dinners. Do you ever have any big apple butter makings and that kind of thing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. A lot of times, every Saturday, we'd have two or three times in the fall. And orchard guy playing the album. We had cheese and apple butter and dessert stones.
Those are usually pretty good times when people were boiling apple. Those are usually times when people had a good time and got together. How about hog butchering? Is that ever something people get together for, or that's just something you did at home? Sometimes people get together when they butcher a hog. Families get together. Did you do that?
Oh yeah. I was butchering every fall. Just hogs in have a big day for it.
Oh, yeah.
All these people would come in to help you. Do it all in one day, easy.
The times weren't all that hard, I guess. Didn't have any money, but you had friends and you had family and everybody helped each other.
Big day on butcher day. And it's all daylight. We didn't see how to kill them.
Would you have a big meal after that? People get together for a big dinner after the
supper? Oh, yeah. Have a big dinner.
Anything else that you do besides that? Any people do any singing or any music and stuff like that going on, or just sit around and talk?
We'll have to cut everything cleaned out. We'll have music most time day.
You danced and all that? Oh, my goodness. What kind of music do you have? Banjos or what?
Banjos and
Most everybody had, knew someone that had a banjo or a fiddle, I reckon.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, most everybody could play.
Anything else? Any other instruments people play besides banjos and fiddles?
No, that's about most that had mouth harp. Yeah.
And they dance and just have a good old time.
Oh, yeah.
Well, sir, can you think of anything else that you want to tell us about your life?
Yeah.
Looking back on it, how do you feel about how you lived your life back there?
I feel very good about it.
You had hard times, but you had some good times.
That's right. There's good times with the hard times.